This is Module 1 and Lesson 2, and today we're starting from where you are so that you can move forward. Hello, this is Surya Silva, welcoming you back to Life Beyond Limits for Women. This is Module 1 and Lesson 2. In the last lesson, we talked about how important it is to start increasing your awareness. And in this lesson, we'll cover the foundations for the program. We're going to start from where you are right now in your life and look at what you want to create in this life beyond limits. So let's begin to look at your life right now. In terms of the foundation information, it's important for you to know that you're creating your life every moment of every day by the thoughts and emotions that run in your mind. Many of those thoughts happen on the subconscious level, and we're going to explore that in a lot more depth in the next module. For now, though, know that a lot of those thoughts come from deeply embedded stories and beliefs and patterns in your subconscious mind, and your emotions are generated from that same place. You live your life from what comes out of these thoughts in the subconscious mind. They cloak your experiences in life. And if you're willing to accept that you're creating your life every moment of every day by the thoughts that are holding in your mind, you can become aware of what you're thinking and then start to build your awareness. You see, you're living your life either by design or by default. When we create a life by design, we spend time thinking about what we want to experience in our life, how we want to plan it, how we want to go about achieving the things that we want to achieve. What does success mean for you? When you live in default mode, you just go along with how life is. You don't actually think about the experiences that you want to bring into your life, or the type of relationships that you would like to have, or what you would like with your health and happiness. You simply go along with whatever life brings you. And yet, you have a choice to either live by design or by default. You see, we become what we think about. That's an expression that many people use, including the Buddha. You become what you think about because to think is to create. Everything happens through the mind, and energy follows thought. So when you're thinking about an idea that creates the energy for you, it takes you to the actions and this brings the idea into material form. These are really important concepts for you to know. So we're really starting to say, be very careful where you put your thoughts, because wherever you're thinking is what you are creating. And it's so true that in our society, it's much easier to spend more time thinking about what you don't want than what you do want. That's how our society works, to focus on what you don't want. It's much easier to say, oh, I don't want this and I don't want that, than to actually be able to name what it is that you desire instead. Living in this way is to live in default mode. That's not helpful for you. If you're wanting to shift out of limits, you need to move out of default mode. Because in default mode, you will have lots of limitations. In design mode, you're moving beyond them. So obviously, design mode is the way to live. When you focus on what you don't want, you have more of the same, what you don't want. Because you see, the mind doesn't know the difference between fact and fantasy. It simply hears what you tell it over and over and over and produces more of that experience for you. The mind is incredibly powerful and something to really take on board. Most of us underestimate the extraordinary capacity that we all have of this incredible organ inside our head called our brain and our mind. We'll go into this in a lot more detail in the next module. Start to tune into yourself. Are you thinking about what you don't want? Or are you thinking about what you do want? For so many of us, myself included, I can find myself going around and around on the same story in my mind, and at the end of an hour or two, I haven't moved forward. I'm still on the same story of what happened. And then I experience more of the same. More tiredness, more upset or hurt or disappointment in life. The mind simply produces what you instruct it to do. As an exercise, I'd like to ask you what is it that you don't want in your life? Would you have a big list? I'll give you an example. I was talking with a friend when we were driving to an event, and she was quite upset about a whole lot of things that were happening in her life. I asked her to tell me what was going on, and she gave me this great big list of all the things she didn't want. She didn't want to be so unhappy or so unwell or to work for this particular boss or to do this job. She was unhappy in so many parts of her life, and she had this really long list of all these things she didn't want anymore. Once she was finished, I said to her, "Okay, well, it's very clear what you don't want. Now tell me what you do want in your life." And her list was actually quite small. We were on a long journey, and so we had time to explore what she did want. Initially, she became really upset. "I don't know what I want." I encouraged her, "Let's explore it. You actually do know what you want. However, we often camouflage those wants, and we don't allow ourselves to really tap into that which we desire. Neither do we allow ourselves to have them. So what do you want in your life?" And then she started to write her list. See, we're really taught how to create the life that we really do want. We just hope that something will be different. I hope she or he will change. I hope the work situation will get better. I hope life gets better. I hope the kids don't do that anymore. I hope I have more money. And yet, if nothing changes, nothing changes. What that means is that if nothing changes in your thinking, nothing will change in your environment. Take that on board. If nothing changes, nothing changes. Because your thinking leads to your feelings, which leads to your behavior and leads to the outcomes that you experience. Now, this is also really important because everything has to be a thought before it can be anything else. Everything happens twice in life. It has to be a thought before it can come into material existence. As an example, somebody thought about having these programs online. They had to think about the technology involved in having a computer or a media device, a mobile phone. They had to think about what would be involved, and they had to think about my making videos for you. I had to think about creating them. Everything has to be a thought before it can come into material form, because everything happens twice. And you can see this in your own life, what you've been thinking about. It also gives you the opportunity and the knowledge to realize that if everything happens twice, and to think is to create, and energy follows thought, you might want to start being more careful with your thoughts. There's another really important part of this foundation information, and you have to begin to imagine in detail your life beyond limits. You know, it's really unfortunate that as kids, many of us are told to stop daydreaming, stop looking out of the window and concentrate, stop having all those fantasies, stop imagining. And yet imagining is a key factor in starting to live this life beyond limits, because the mind works in images. It doesn't work in words. So if I say to you, "Don't think about a green car," an image of a green car comes onto the screen of your mind, not the words "green car." If I say to you, "Don't think about what you ate for your meal yesterday," then the food appears on the screen of your mind, and perhaps whoever you were eating with appears there as well, or where you were sitting. The mind works in images. Even if you think you don't see images, know that the images are still there, and you'll learn to tap into them. Given what we're talking about here, there are some questions that I'd like to ask you. You're creating a life beyond limits. So you need to start tapping into the truth that might be buried deep inside of you. Or maybe it's right there and it's yearning and bursting to come out. Here are the questions. They're on your screen. What do you yearn to do that you haven't done in a long time? What really ignites your passion in life? How often do you pursue this activity? What would you really love to do? Spend some time thinking about these questions and answering them for yourself. Ask these questions every day and write the answers down. As you do that, really start to shape your life beyond any limits that you've been experiencing. These are really powerful questions. As we finish up today, I want to tell you a story. If you're willing to do so, close your eyes for a moment and I'll tell you a story about the fish in the baking pan. A young woman notices that every time her mother is baking fish, she cuts off the head and the tail of the fish. And she asks her mother, "Why do you always do that?" And her mother says, "Well, that's what my mother always did, and so I've learnt to do the same." And so the young woman goes to talk to the grandmother and says to her, "My mother says that you always cut off the head and the tail of the fish when you're baking fish for a meal. Why do you do that?" And the grandmother says, "Well, that's what I learnt from my mother." And so they both go to speak to the great-grandmother. And the young woman says, "My grandmother and my mother both say to me that they learnt from you to cut off the head and the tail of the fish when you're baking it for a meal. Why do you do that?" The great-grandmother thinks for a moment. Then she throws back her head with laughter and she says, "Well, because my baking pan was too small and I had to cut off the head and the tail of the fish for it to fit in." So my question to you is, are you cutting off the head and the tail of what you would like to have in your life so that it fits into the current structure? Think about having a bigger baking pan, a bigger life vision. Think about how your life would be if the baking pan were ever expanding to take all that you're wanting to bring into your life right now. I'll leave that with you for this lesson, and I'll see you in the next one. You have quite a few things to take on board in this lesson, so make sure that you take note. And I'll see you next time. Bye for now.